Hey guys, what's up, what's popping? Welcome to this episode. Oh god, I don't know where these days are going, man. I just don't know where they're hiring to. Like, I just don't know. Where are you going? Ah, like just a few days ago it was 1st of January and you were so excited about this year. And now it's like, I don't even know what the date is. 16th. Oh god, it's on 16th. How? But it's okay. You know what? How I realized that I posted the last episode a really long time ago. So a few days ago, my friend of mine called me and he was like, you know, you even started a podcast and nowadays you're not putting like much content. I was like, I think I posted an episode like some few days ago, but I didn't tell him because I was thinking this like in my mind. So he was like, but it's okay. I figured out that you are having a break or something. And I'm like, oh, break. Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, I've just taken a small break, you know, with this whole year, try and figure out, you know, what I'm going to do on this year. And I just lied. I didn't realize. But it has been just, I guess, like 2 weeks. It's a long time, I know, but consistency is out of the door, not even the door, like out of the gate. As in, I don't know, man. I don't know. So I have been stuck on this topic. I was going to talk about friendship on my next topic, and I don't know if that is what gave me the creative block. Like, I just don't know. Because after I said that I'm going to talk about friendship, I've never thought of any other thing to talk about. And I've never felt to talk about friendship as much. You know, like, I've never felt like now I feel like I want to talk about friendship. And I can't go past that. Yeah. So you know what you're going to do? I'm just going to talk about friendship. I don't know how long this is going to take. I don't have any point or note on what I'm going to talk about, but just to clear my head and move on, I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, so this is all coming from my head and I don't know what I'm going to say. So let me first talk about my journey with friendship. Since I realized friendship is existing, like there's something called friendship. I have had friends like since I was little. There's this friend of mine, actually I'm still looking for him. I'm still looking for him, who was just a good friend, and I really love to know how he actually, there were two. Yeah, he and she, I would really love to know how they have turned out to be. Yeah, I would really love to know. And I've been looking for mostly him, because I don't know why I'm not looking for her. But mostly him, I've been looking for him. And actually, there was a time I was given his mother's number. So I called his mom and I was very terrified. I was like, oh my god, who am I going to say I am? What will his mother think? And all that. So I gathered the courage, you know, I bought credit. I even bought some minutes, you know, I don't want simu ikatike and I've not said what I want to say. So I called the number. Disappointment. Oh god. Like, it wasn't even the number, like it was a wrong number. A guy picked up and I was like, I'm not looking for you, like I'm looking for my friend. So it was a disaster. Yeah, sometimes I get the urge to look for him so much and sometimes I don't. So Yeah, I had that friend when I was in, I guess, I don't know how you call it, but where I was raised up, it was like KG1, KG2, KG3, then class 1. So I had this friend when I was in KG, I think 2. Yeah, in KG2. And we were friends until I was in class 4. We were very good friends, I remember. And, oh, this is a story time. Oh my God. I'm not going to talk about this now, but yeah, I've remembered something very cool. So if you continue listening to my episodes, I'm going to talk about that someday. So yeah, when I moved to school, I was in class 4, and the school that I went to, yes, I got friends, but I got them when I was in like class 6, yeah, 6, 7, 8. I had 2 friends, and I don't know why, most of my time I've had a group of 3, like 3 girls, like 2 girls, 1 boy. It has never been 2 boys, 1 girl. But yeah, I've always been in a group of like 3 until recently. So yeah, I had 2 girlfriends. And you are pretty close. It didn't have any drama. I've never had friends that have a lot of drama. You know, like this one is stealing my boyfriend. This one is doing what? You know, the most drama I've had when I was in high school, I had also 2 girlfriends. And many were times that the 2 of them were not on the same page as much as I was on the same page with both of them. So sometimes I had to be like the mediator, you know, this one is not talking to this one, this one has ego, the other one has ego, I don't know what, as in, and then they were putting me in such a, I don't know, man, such a tight spot, because I want to please, one was my desk mate, so I really had to please, like, she was my desk mate, the other one was also like, my really good friend, like she was my best friend. So when we were going to brush our teeth, now I couldn't go with the both of them because they're not talking to each other. So I used to go alone because I don't want to go with this one, and then this one will feel like I'm taking sides, and this one will feel like, oh, it was just too much, man. It was just too much. But after some few, maybe like 2 days, they will like talk to each other, or I will like push them to talk to each other. But yeah, we got through. One, we are still friends actually. One, we talk once in a while. We're not like good friends, but we talk. Yeah. I don't know why this one has to do anything with the podcast, but I'm just going to talk about it. So when I joined campus, I also got 2 friends. So I got the first friend because I thought that when I joined campus, you know, it's a new thing. So I thought that, hey, this friend, at least this girl, there's some things that we think alike. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to be your friend. So me, when I get into a place and I don't have anyone, yeah, I look for the person that we can really, really like talk na tuingiane. Once I find it's you, you are not cutting me off. Like, we don't know what you will do, but I'm there to stay because I can't just look for anybody else. Like, if it's you, it's you. Like, I'll follow you to the toilet. Like, I'll follow you anywhere you go. Whatever you say, I will do. You know, like, I just feel like making and investing in a good friendship really requires a lot. Like, it requires a lot of time. It requires a lot of sacrifice. It requires a lot of, like, it's a commitment, you know, loyalty. And all that, and I just can't give that. Like, I can't give this person and take it back when it doesn't work, and give this other person and take it back when. No, I can't do that. I can't. So, when I say it's you, It's you, by the way. Like, we're not going to debate about it. It's you. So we have to stick it until the end. At least the end of the journey. When I mean primary, at least the end of primary school. I don't want to break up with you, go find, you know, it's like a relationship, but it's a relationship. So it requires a lot. So I got this friend, and then this, now my best friend now, joined. And yeah, we became three, yeah. And like everywhere we would go, we were together. Everywhere we were together. If not, one person has gone to the toilet. If not, one person maybe has gone to see a lecturer. If not, maybe one person is sick. But at all times, we were together. And I really cherished the friendship. Yeah. But as they say, okay, one of them now is my best friend. Shout out to you, Anjuro. Kwanza, if you don't listen to this episode, if you don't comment on this episode, to my breakup, like in sawa too. So one of them is my best friend until now. The other one, I'd say we are friends. Yeah. So there's certain things that I've learned, I think, from friendships. And first, I'm the worst person of making new friends. Like, if you're not my best friend, I'm sorry to say this, but I really struggle to keep the friendship, you know, intact. I really do. But I really try my best, you know. I'm not a person who has this mindset of I have best friends, then I have good friends, then I have friends for I don't know doing what, then I have I don't know friends for doing what. I can't keep up. I have my best friend and that is it. The others, we're just friends, as in we're just friends. I'm sorry. The others, we're just friends, you know. Yeah, I have not categorized where my friends are. I can't do that. So yeah, a few things that I've learned. I think I really feel like the quote that some people are for a reason and within a season, something like that, is really true, you know. And some few years ago, especially transitioning from high school to campus, I felt like me talking about these new friends that I've gotten with my best friend of high school is going to be weird, you know. And I'm going to make her feel like, oh, you know, now it's like I've moved on from a relationship, you know. And if anything that this now new friends knew about me, because obviously I was changing and this previous one didn't know, I used to feel like, no, I have to tell her what is happening, because I also want her to keep up. I want to keep up with this friendship, you know. And then it gets to somewhere that you can't give your best in any of this, so all of them suffer, you know. So I really had to train my mind that this was good while it lasted, and it was so good. And we catch up once in a while. We are still very, very good friends. Shout out to you, Juju. Shout out to you. We're still very, very good friends. But we moved on, you know. She has her best friend, and I have my own best friend. So we're still good friends. And that is okay. That is all right. I won't lie. I feel some type of way when she tells me about her best friend. But but it's cool, you know. It's cool. Yeah, the other thing that I've learned is that you have to think on the perspective that the both of you together is better than each of you apart. You know? Okay, I don't know if you understand this, but during one of the units I was doing, I don't know even which one I was doing, but it was talking about family, actually. It was saying the sum is better. The sum is greater. Okay, what was this saying? As in, 1 + 1 does not equal to 2. You know, meaning that the sum will be greater than the... what am I saying? Oh. As in, 1 + 1 is not 2. Like, me plus my best friend, the sum is greater than me and her. You know, so in everything that I do with her, or in any situation where I feel like no one has been disrespected or nothing bad has happened, it's just maybe our opinions are not the same or our way of lives are not the same, but it's not causing any danger or harm to the other, I have to think about us together. Like, us together is better than you being me. Us together is better than me. Okay, so that will drive you also to sacrifice. It also happens in relationship. When you think about a relationship is greater than what I feel, but if, and strictly if, it does not harm you, you know, then you will sacrifice for the relationship. Yeah, so that's it. I don't know if you've understood, but that is it. Is there anything else that I've learned from relationships? Oh, yes. This is very important. This is very important. We have to get out of this space where we think that I did this to you, you should do this to me. You know. And this, okay, I'm not saying that don't have any expectations. Like, she's my friend. If I fall sick, I expect my friend to know how I'm doing. You know? Yeah. I expect her to do some things. But then, it's not that when I do things for her, I'm expecting that I'm doing this because I know if it was... I feel like if it will be me in the near future, you should do this to me. Like, that is not what should drive you to do something good for not even your friend, anyone. Cause where disappointments in this life will be looking at you like this. Oh. Like, don't do anything waiting for that person to do the same thing in return or better in return. And this is why maybe whatever you did, this person can't do such, you know. Okay, let me give an example. I don't know what example to give, but like, let's say you bought this friend a gift, you know, maybe you bought a 2,000 Kenya shillings gift, and you gave to your friend, yeah? Don't give this gift because you're expecting. At a certain point, you are also supposed to give me a gift. Like, I gave you a gift, like, what are you doing? It's been 1 year past, I gave you the gift, like... Where is my gift? You know, and this is why I'm saying this, because maybe this friend of yours doesn't know that you treasure gifts. Like, maybe she doesn't know, or he doesn't know that you value gifts so much. Okay, so she's choosing other ways of showing you that she's there for you, that she loves you, that she cares about you, but not buying you gifts. Understood? The other thing, maybe she doesn't have money. Maybe the mullah is out of the gate. So she don't know where to get the mullah to buy you the gift. So, you know. Yeah, there are a lot of things. Like, don't expect this friend is going to do for you the same things you're doing to her. You know, it's all about understanding. And if you value gifts, you tell your friend, this is how I like it. You know, because it's also a relationship, I feel like. So, yeah. So apart from that, please stay away from toxic friendship. Like, this whole friendships of, oh, Sujui, she's stealing my boyfriend. Oh, Sujui, she's jealous of me. Oh, Sujui, she is doing this, she is doing that. Like, please stop. Najua Nairobi, tuna share, lakini, let's not share with our friends. Hey. Hey, the audacity. Don't share with your friends, nah. Just go and look for somebody else, huh? Yeah, so stay away from toxic friendships. This is a new year, so if you feel like somebody has been toxic to you and you don't feel like in the same page, the other thing, oh my god, it's 21 minutes. The other thing, if you feel like, this is how I feel, huh? And you can disagree with me. If you feel like this friendship is not adding anything in your life, like maybe it's taking away, or it's just there, like it's just stagnant, okay, and you have tried to build it, because you have to try to build friendship, you have to try, you know, you have maybe to call this person, you have to meet this person up, you have to, you know, to talk to this person, to know where this person is at, where you're at, okay? So if you've tried and you feel like it's not working, I think you should just move on. That's my thinking. Like, you should just move on, you know? And this other friend, there's a friend who did that to me, and she moved on. And at first I was like, how dare you? Like, how can you? Like, can you even? As in, how? And I didn't understand. How can you move from this friendship? Like, it's so good, it's so fun, it's so rich, like, it's everything. Where are you going to? Like, where, man? Where are you going to? But later I came to understand, maybe it was not working for her. You know, maybe the season had ended. Maybe we were not on the same page anymore. Maybe whatever she wants now is not what she wanted when we met. So things change, and I feel like if you feel like it's not adding anything to you and it's taking things from you and not putting anything in return, like, it's okay to move on, it's okay to leave, but I feel like you should do it with also thinking about the other person. You know, you should not just wake up one day and block this person and be like, I don't want to talk to you no more. Not like that. Like, maybe you should have a talk, or, you know, just do it gradually. Yeah. But you know, some people like us, it's very hard to make friends. So please don't do it to me. Like, I can't take it anymore. I took it once and I don't think I can take it anymore. Like, I don't think I can take it anymore. So please don't do it with me. I'm just giving this advice to do it to somebody else, not me. Me not included. Like, my friends are here to stay. Because without you, I don't know, man. I'm going to start looking for another one, telling him or her, this is how I like things, this is how I like things. Like, oh, it takes a lot, you know, to have friendship for, like, okay, I'm talking too much now. I think it's done. We're in 25 minutes. I've never done episode this long. So yeah, if you have anything to tell me about your friendship, if you want to shout out to your friend, maybe for something good that he or she has done, please do so on this podcast Instagram handle, that is Broken Young Podcast, or my Instagram handle, that is Kiambo_Irene. Yeah, and I'll be very grateful for that. Also, you can leave a voice message on Anchor. Yeah, and subscribe to this podcast on Google Podcast. And favorite it on Anchor. Like, just do anything. Share to your friends. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening to the 25 minutes of me jumbling and talking. And I hope this year is going to be good to you. Okay, let me say one point now. For me, I have trust issues with years now. Like, I've not even made... Okay, I've made like a couple of resolutions. But I've not made major resolutions. Because I have trust issues. I'm like, let's get to March. And then we'll know what you're supposed to do. Because last year I had very big resolutions. And look at me now. So I just want us to get like in February, March. And then I will do an episode of now my resolutions. But until then, keep it locked. And until then, peace.